Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 537. How to Rock at Goal Setting, part one, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And today's post is on the longer side, so as usual, I'll read the first half to you today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. And in fact, let's begin today with a little bit of inspiration. Quote, "The best performers are not consistently great, but they are great at being consistent. They show up every day and they do the work." Brad Stuhlberg and Steve Magnus, authors of Peak Performance. And as you'll soon hear, I chose that quote because I think it's perfect for what I'm about to read to you today and tomorrow. So let's get to part one of today's post as we optimize your life. How to Rock at Goal Setting, Part 1, by Roger Lawson of RajLawFitness.com. Author Jeffrey Albert once said that the most important thing about goals is having one. This is clearly not the case. The world is overflowing with an abundance of goals, and if you need visual confirmation of this fact, just visit your local gym on January 1st and prepare to be amazed by the massive army of fitness warriors who have arrived on the field of battle. Many come armed with the latest 30-day workout program from their favorite magazine, while others just wing it and hope for the best. No matter how they've arrived at this point, the one common bond that links them all together is a goal that spurred them into action. Just like all great battles, however, the casualty rate is high. So why is it that just after a few weeks, the number of gym goers actively pursuing their goal experienced such a huge drop-off? After all, they had a goal, right? Yes. But what they were sorely lacking, and what a large majority of successful people have, was a plan. And a goal without a plan is, and always will be, just a dream. While a plan is important, a realistic plan will exponentially increase the likelihood of your success. And borrowing a few concepts from Edwin Locke, a pioneer of goal-setting theory, can aid you in creating your own plan. In his book entitled A Theory of Goal-Setting and Task Performance, Locke and his colleague Dr. Gary Latham outlined 5 key principles that must be in place in order to motivate us to succeed in the pursuit of our goals. Principle number 1, clarity. If it is worth doing, it is worth doing right the first time. But before we can do it right, we must clearly define what it is. Locke's research brought to light the notion that the more clearly defined an objective is, the better the chances are of it actually being achieved. For instance, someone who simply wants to, quote, get jacked, has a more ambiguous goal than someone who wants to, quote, increase their front squat by 40 pounds in 8 months while maintaining their current body fat levels. The latter has an exact destination that they are heading towards. And when 4 10-pound plates, or however you want to do the math, have been added to that original weight, the goal has been reached. The former, however, does not. When will his jacktitude quotient be met? 20, 40, or even 100 pounds later? Don't hamstring yourself from the start by not giving yourself a clear target to shoot for. Principle number 2, challenge. We must stretch ourselves outside of our comfort zones in order to grow as individuals, and this concept is also critical in setting your plan for success. The less challenging a goal is, the less excited we are about achieving it. The less excited we are about achieving it, the less likely we are to even bother pursuing it. One tip that I learned from financial guru Dave Ramsey is the importance of starting with the easiest goals first. While a goal may not be exceedingly difficult, the importance of building momentum from the completion of smaller tasks cannot be underestimated. For instance, if your goal is to lose 15 pounds in 16 weeks, that initial weight that is lost during the first few weeks of dieting will serve as a sign that you can do it, and as a lesson to reflect on when the rate of loss slows down. By doing so, you'll become more confident in your ability to succeed, which will carry over with you when you begin to tackle more challenging goals. Principle number 3, commitment. This is where most people tend to fall off the wagon, down the hill, and off the side of a cliff. If there's anything that I learned from being surrounded by athletes from all walks of life, it is this: effort and attitude trump all. You can have the best training program or business plan in the world, but if you lack pursuit, then you should expect it to show in your results. I would put my money on the person who has the worst training program known to man, but is willing to try their hardest every day. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, How to Rock at Goal Setting by Roger Lawson of RogLawFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
See, somehow I knew Roger would agree with the quote I shared with you at the top of the show. The best performers aren't those that are consistent at being great. They're great at being consistent. So for example, I've said this many times on this show before. When students or patients or clients ask me, which workout really works? Does CrossFit work? Does P90X work? What about Insanity? I say they all work because if you're consistent at any one of those, you're going to get results. And to highlight what Roger mentioned, if those programs challenge you, which was principle number 2, and if you know what your goals are, principle number 1, clarity, well then yes, it will likely work for you. And in fact, a couple of weeks ago during the Friday Q&A, I talked about these small wins and how motivating they can be. And so setting short-term or smaller goals along with long-term goals can be so valuable because those long-term goals can take a while to get to. And over time, when you haven't quite reached that long-term goal yet, you can get frustrated. But if you have small goals that kind of help you step-by-step get to that larger long-term goal, then you can keep track of those small wins and make note of the progress you are making. Think of it this way. There's a beach I like to go to where they call this walk down to the beach the flight of 1,000 stairs. Let's just say there's a lot of stairs between the top where you start and down to the water where you want to be. Getting back to your car after a long day of laying out or swimming in the water can be exhausting to think about. When you look down at the bottom of the stairs, and you look up to those 1,000 steps that have to get you back to your car, it can be very daunting. So imagine in this case, the longer term goal is to climb those steps and get to the top, back to your car. But you've got all these little steps in between that separate you from where you are now and your ultimate goal of getting back to your car. As you climb those stairs one by one, you're making small little wins. And then do you ever take a moment sometimes, let's say you're on a hike somewhere, you haven't quite reached the top of the mountain, but you stop for a second and you turn around and look, and you look to see how far you've come. Wow, just a few minutes ago, I was way down there. I may not be at the top of the mountain yet, but look at how far I've come up. That's the value of small goals. It gives you that moment to stop and say, wow, I was down there, but now look how high I am already. It's those small little wins, or small little steps in this case, both figuratively and literally, that allow you to take that moment and say, wow, I am making progress. And if I continue, I'm just a few short steps, a few feet away from my ultimate goal. And it's that motivation, it's that realization that will often get you back on those steps or back on that hiking trail to reach the top. So again, those small little wins, don't forget about those. Those can be very motivating. And with that, really quickly, if you want to help keep our podcasts alive, we have many different ways you can help, both financial and otherwise. Come check out oldpodcast.com/support to see how. Anything listed there would be a huge help. In fact, one of the easiest, best things you can do right now is to share this episode with a friend or family member. All right, that's enough out of me for today. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Thank you, as always, for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there. Your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.